All right, how are we doing, everybody? This is AJ Torres, Colin Strikes, courtesy of Undrafted Sports, as you see right there. And we got an interesting one, and this is about A-Rod. This is not A-Rod so much as the player. This is about A-Rod, the owner. Now, listen, we're going to go into a couple of things regarding A-Rod, of more bad things than good, unfortunately. But this is about him solely being the new owner and part of this ownership group and new regime of the Minnesota Timberwolves. So what happens is there's small market teams, there's big market teams. There's the Timberwolves that are in Minnesota that play at Target Center, and then there's the Lakers at Staples Center. You know what I mean? Night and day differences. So Forbes rated the team at $1.4 billion with an operating income of roughly $32 million. That's based on a 2019-2020 season. What operating income is the money you have after all the expenses. So they're in the green by $32 million for that period. So there's actually two more that are lower than that. So they're the third lowest, and lower than that are the Pelicans and the Grizzlies. Ouch, and oh, the pain. And yes, when A-Rod tried to buy the Mets, everyone was, their hearts jumped in their throat, and they're like, oh my God, why? And when Kevin Garnett and his ownership group was out on the sale to Timberwolves, they were all saddened. Because they're like, a guy has career here, why not? So if we go by the controversial figures in North American sports, A-Rod has got to be number one. And this is ownership, okay? And a lot of people are going to compare him to, let's say, Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter, a former Yankee shortstop, a lifer, and he eventually came with an ownership group to buy the Miami Marlins. So here's what happens. They're thinking, okay, is there any staff and player changes? Is there new uniforms? And most importantly, is it going to be relocated? Jeter received a lot of heat. He made a lot of staff changes, a lot of player changes. He even modified the stadium. The centerpiece that was in the outfield, they said it was getting rid of. Everyone was appalled. He had to put it in front of the stadium, and he made the stadium better for a fan experience. So far, only a couple years is big cheese. Derek Jeter is, I think, doing well. But this is going to be a direct comparison to Alex Rodriguez, of course. He's in a different market. He's in Minnesota. He's not in Miami, which is a big city. And this is the Midwest. This is not a good free agent destination. It's the expansion team from 89. Not a lot of history. And the biggest concern, now the current owner, Glenn Taylor, until 2023 when this reaches over to A-Rod and the ownership group, he has it in the contract that he wants the team to stay in Minnesota. And A-Rod says it's looking like it. But here's the key. Could you trust A-Rod with anything? And a lot of people are saying, hey, this guy could go back to Seattle easily. Well, the NBA does need to approve him. And there is the mishap and the controversial debacle with the Oklahoma City Thunder. S. McConnell, shout out to the guys and all the Thunder fans related to Undrafted Sports. So there's a couple of things going on with that, and before I get into it, the reason why I don't trust A-Rod is because, let's see, he holds the record for MLB's longest suspension ever, and let's see, reputation of being a slumlord, lying about steroids and PEDs multiple times, getting caught multiple times, and a sign-stealing scandal. Put a lawsuit against MLB, the Yankees, the team doctors, and the Players Association, paid people to do his dirty work, and even raised $400,000 for a charity while only donating a small little $5,000 to it. Yeah. So my thought is, if you're a Minnesota newspaper company, take the time while you can to keep writing these articles, to keep you in business, because it's just going to keep on going. The biggest thing that I think comes to mind, a lot of people think that A-Rod would want to go to Seattle because, like, ooh, he started his career there. Au contraire. Let's remember, Scott Boras, the big bully agent of MLB, If you didn't know, Trevor Bauer despises this guy, and he tells everybody to just listen, find somebody else. This guy isn't it. He said publicly that the Mariners were no class and he was not signing with them, but they drafted him anyway. And a week before he's about to start college classes, down to the wire, last minute, signs a three-year, $3 million contract. And within a year, at age 18, he makes the big leagues. Good for him, but still. And let's just remember, Derek Jeter and Ken Griffey Jr. do not like him. And those are big class acts. Now, Jeter's an interesting figure, and some will say controversial as well. But if you remember him as a Yankee fan, he has a special place in your heart. A-Rod, some people like him. They love him. They like him. Some people hate him. Some people despise him. And then there's people like me where I think it's a love-hate relationship. Do I thank him for one World Series win? Yes. But do I like him as a person? Do I like the actions that he has taken? No, I don't. Do I like him for helping players in a clubhouse? Yes. Do I like his ego? Absolutely not. So back down to brass tacks, because if you remember, he's booed by Mariner fans, booed by Ranger fans, and booed by a hell of a lot of Yankee fans. Why would he want to go back to Minnesota? I mean, all in all, I think that if you're a T-Wolves fan, you're concerned about a number of things. Number one, you may only have a couple years left of Minnesota basketball. And number two, the fact that Anthony Edwards, D'Lo, and Karl-Anthony Towns, they have not played much together. And if you're a fan of the Wolves, you want to see them play together for a long time, but I'm not sure if that will happen. So we shall see what happens during this regime. Again, I do not trust these guys. I just don't. I don't trust A-Rod. I don't trust anything that comes out of his mouth. I don't trust him with any amount of money, any amount of possessions, nothing. And I think I have right doing so. So that's all that wraps this one up. Now, do you agree with this? Do you guys hate A-Rod? Love him, hate him, love and hate like myself, despise him? Let me know in the comments. Everybody take it easy. Have a good one.